everybody. It's Tara Bryan, and you are listening to the Course Building Secrets Podcast. Whether you're a coach or a CEO, the success of your team and clients is based on your ability to deliver a consistent experience and guide them on the fastest path to results. This podcast will give you practical, real-life tips that you can use today to build your online experiences that get results and create raving fans. Why? So you can monetize your expertise and serve more people without adding more time or team to your business. If you're looking to uncover your million-dollar framework, package it, and use it to scale, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the Course Building Secrets Podcast. I am thrilled that you're with us today. Hey, in this episode, I want to just expand on the episode that I did last week. So I was talking about one of the big influencers out there just did a launch and encourage people to do a beta launch, basically, right? So put their idea out to their current audience and just launch imperfectly, right? Like, I have an idea. I'm wondering if you're interested. If you are, go ahead and sign up. And so here's the deal. Like, I 100% believe in testing. I 100% believe in beta testing to your audience and testing your idea. So at the beginning, all these people are like, oh, yeah, I've got lots of people who, you know, have decided to purchase my thing, blah, blah, blah. And again, like, most of the time, those are people who have an audience of ready buyers, right? Most of us do not have that. And so that's usually a one-off situation, or they've been thinking about their offer for a long time and they just needed to actually launch, versus the people who are like, hey, yeah, I'm going to take this idea that I have and put it out to people and see whether or not they want to buy it. So now there's comments trickling in like, oh, I did my launch and nobody bought, and, you know, I don't know what to do. What do I, you know, do I need to, you know, not do this? Is this bad? Am I bad? Whatever, right? And here's the deal. First of all, I just want to say to those people, like, congratulations, you actually took a step forward. And the fact that nobody bought is awesome, because it gives you that information that you need to either tweak your offer, you need to tweak your the way that you're talking about what you're doing, or you just need to pivot a little bit, right? So you're getting information. But the whole point of putting something out and saying, I have an idea, anyone interested in it, is to find out if they're interested in it, right? It's not to make a ton of money. It's not to get 1,000 people to join your thing because you've said that you have an idea. So when you're actually launching a beta, you want to curate it a little bit more, right? Like, we're not going to practice hope marketing and just say, hey, I hope that you are interested in what I have to offer. Come on in, right? Like, that doesn't actually work. The goal of somebody who is doing a launch is to sell you the dream. And that's exactly what he was doing. And so I just want to reiterate that, because I think that the travesty is a lot of people who haven't gotten people in their world, which is the majority, right? Like, that's the reality, is that they'll quit or they will actually leave. And so that's unfortunate. But I want to pivot the conversation to actually talk about what you need before you just, like, throw out an idea. And that is that you need to be really confident in a problem that you can solve, right? So you're going to define your avatar. You're going to define the problem that they have. Then you're going to look at how your expertise gets them that solution. How does what you do help them get an actual result? All of that from a strategy perspective, from a design perspective, really needs to be solid before you go out and tell people you have an idea, right? And so there's a huge difference between, like, don't go out and create everything ahead of time before you launch an offer or test your offer. Don't create videos. Don't create complicated sales pages. Don't create all the funnels. Don't create all the things yet, right? Take imperfect action, but you don't take imperfect action by, like, waking up in the morning and being like, I have a random idea. I'm going to see if anyone wants to buy it, right? Those people who are doing that are getting themselves into trouble, because they actually don't have a business. They have one sales transaction and that's it, right? Like, they don't actually have anything that's sustainable. And so when you're watching people and they're constantly launching random things, it's because they've literally taken what somebody has told them to do is to test an idea, and that's their entire sales strategy or marketing strategy. And so I want you to look at this differently, because if you are in this world, you probably are thinking about things from a bigger picture standpoint, right? Like, you're looking at it from a business building standpoint, from a strategic lens. And so that means that you're not just like randomly launching on a whim, that you have some strategy or plan for what you're doing. Okay, so when you decide that you want to launch an offer, you are going to be really clear about who the offer is for, what the problem is, what the solution is, and then how you solve that problem, right? Like, how do you get somebody from point A to point B so they can solve that problem? What it's going to do is it's going to give you confidence to be able to stand in front of people and say, yep, I am legit. I actually have a methodology or a path that's going to help you get to where you want to go, and I am the best person for you to hire, right? That is the very first thing, is it gives you that sense of clarity. So if you ever in your mind are like, well, why would somebody buy from me when they could just get all this stuff on YouTube for free? Or why would somebody buy from me versus somebody else, like that big guru who's out there who's selling this same thing? And that is exactly, like, if those questions are rattling around in your head, that is why when you are really clear about the path that you give people, that methodology that you own, that is your unique way of getting somebody from point A to point B, like that fastest path, that is what gives you, first of all, the confidence. Second of all, it gives you a really clear way to speak to your ideal avatar, to let them know that you have the solution, right? And so if you're like, it's 7 steps, it's 5 steps, it's 9 steps, or whatever it is, you are giving them a very clear picture of how you can help them. I always think about the Lego movie where it's like, everything is awesome, I'm awesome, blah, 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 right? And if you're just out there being like, I'm awesome, hire me, like, why would people hire you? Because I'm awesome. No, that's not gonna work, right? Nobody wants that. Everybody wants to know how you're going to help their solve their problem. It's not about you. Yes, people hire you when they know, like, and trust you, but you've got to have something to stand on. You can't just be like, yeah, you like me, so you can hire me. That it's not going to work that way. And again, if you're hearing those messages, I'm just going to tell you, like, when people are saying, like, be loud on social media, be out there on social media, people will hire you. No, they're not hiring you because you're on social media. They're hiring you because of what you're saying, because you have something to offer that they want to purchase, right? When you are offering somebody something and they're buying it, that's an exchange of value. And so there has to be an exchange of value, and just like, hey, I'm awesome and I have an idea, is not enough of an exchange of value, in my opinion, for somebody to make an easy buying decision. And so that is the second way that it's really important to stand up and know that before you go out and launch an offer. So just as a sidebar, one of the things that we used to do in the agency, like, it would not be uncommon for me to get up and pitch to a group of executives at a large company. And we've worked with some of the largest companies in the US. Is like, it wouldn't be unusual for me to stand up and pitch a $250,000 project, a $500,000 project, a $1 million project, and to a whole group of people in person, by the way, not just lobbying over a proposal. But it wouldn't be uncommon for me to do that. And I could stand there with 100% confidence that we had the solution that would help them get to where they wanted to go. So that price tag was not something that I was afraid of. It wasn't something that I was hesitant in, because I was 100% confident. We had created the systems. We had created a way that we knew that we could get that business within like 97% of on time, on schedule, and within the outcomes that they were looking for. Like, we were that confident. And so I could stand in front of them and tell them that this is going to be the price for the project because of that. That level of confidence is the confidence that I want you to have when you go out and pitch your offer. Because that is different than, hey, I have an idea, are you interested, right? That is not the level of confidence that you need to go into it with to attract the customers that you want to attract into your offers, whether they're low ticket or high ticket. Obviously, the more confidence you have, the more specific methodology, the more results you have on that specific methodology, allows you to charge higher prices because people see exactly the path that you're giving them and how they're going to get their results. And that changes the game. And so if you're in that place where you're just sort of constantly launching things, you're not really confident of like, how do you get people results? Or you're in a position where you have customers right now and they are constantly asking you for things. They're constantly texting you. Everything is just sort of an emergency, or you find yourself in firefighting mode. It's probably because you haven't set your methodology clear enough to guide them down the path. So those are the big keys that I would say, like, before you imperfectly launch, you have that stuff dialed in. So that level of confidence and clarity allows your customers to come and purchase with the same level of confidence and clarity that helps them know that you are the right person. So it doesn't matter how many followers you have. It doesn't matter how many likes you have on Facebook. It doesn't matter, you know, all the, you know, if you have done the most fantastic, funny, random reel out there. What matters is you have a way that you can show to your clients and customers that you can get them results. That is the secret sauce. So when this, you know, guru comes out and says, hey, here's the dream, buy my thing, and I'm going to help you get there, he is giving you the first step, right? He's getting you in action, because one of the hardest things to do is just to move forward and to take that first step. And so recognize what that is for, that it is the first step to find out if your idea is going to be viable. But don't mistake that the throwing out an idea equals thousands of customers coming into your world. It does not happen. And again, if it's happened, it's because they've done that work ahead of time in order to launch. So again, I just want to reiterate, this doesn't mean building everything, doesn't mean doing all of the things. You're still going to do a beta and test it with your beta group. But you really only need a small amount of beta testers, right? We call them super fans, in order to give you feedback, in order for you to get into the game and start working on bringing your unique methodology to life. So there you go. I hope this episode serves you. It is really looking at more of a realistic picture of what to expect when you get started. And the goal, again, of that first beta and even putting out your interest letter is really about testing. That is the goal. It's not about sales. It's not about the masses. It's not about making a huge splash. It's really about testing. And the smaller you can test, the bigger you're going to be able to go faster. So there you go. Hopefully this course building tip serves you today, and we will see you in the next episode. Hey everybody, are you a business owner ready to streamline and scale your business? Imagine solving the biggest business challenges with clarity, a strategy, and a clear plan. Hey, I'm Tara Bryan, and I want to invite you to take the first step towards transforming your business with a free 30-minute discovery call. This call is an opportunity to discuss your goals, identify key challenges, and learn how my mentorship program can help you achieve the success you're aiming for. In just a half hour, we'll explore how you can scale your business by enhancing your authority strategy, engagement strategy, and retention strategy. You'll get personalized advice and a clear path forward. Ready to take the first step? Click on the link below that's in the show notes to book your free discovery call now. I hope to talk to you soon.